This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
If you or a loved one is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction and are serious about getting help, call us now at 855-820-2797. You can get clean and sober in as little as 7 days. Your insurance company may cover 100% of all costs with little to no out-of-pocket expenses. Our trained addiction specialists are available 24/7 and all calls are free and confidential. Just call us at 855-820-2797. How much longer are you going to suffer with addiction? Let us find you the best treatment center that fits your unique needs. Call us now at 855-820-2797.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Oh, Pat's on a rant. He's on a tirade. Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, my God.
This Iowa high school basketball game story is so, well, it's four words. Agonizing.
That's not.
It's four, just those four words
those
sum
are
the
syllables.
Whole thing up. I think they're in the state tournament time, but Valley High School played Des Moines North, and Valley has a tradition of, for big important games, dressing up in red, white, and blue. They wear American flag colors.
Oh my gosh!
And so they did that for this game.
I can already feel the hatred.
Yeah, you're right. So the other team was all offended by the fact that the students in the student section were dressed in red, white, and blue. Why? Do you not live here too? Could you not have dressed in red, white, and blue if you wanted to? I think you could. But one of the coaches said, what the hell were they thinking? We're a diverse school with a diverse population of students. And?
Look, if you move to America and you even come here illegally... You came here.
Came here for
Why?
A reason.
For a reason. Because we're better than your suck-ass country that you ran from.
Right. Thank
so
you.
Even if you're here illegally, there's not some like, hey, this is a great country.
I
don't get it. Yeah.
If you're so offended by the American flag, you need to get out.
Yes.
You need to go home.
And once again,
I mean, if you really
story.
Don't, I don't understand it. Then why did your family
either.
Bring you here? If
right.
it's not a better place... Then why did your family come here?
Listen to this Facebook posting of one of the moms of the other high school. For the supporters of one team from a primarily white part of town to paint themselves as the team of the USA strongly implies that the other team, the less white team, is less American.
Okay, stop.
What doesn't say anything
no,
about
here's what,
you?
Here's what I would say to her.
Doesn't say honey, anything about you.
Honey, that's you.
Right.
That's
yeah.
all coming from you.
That's right.
You're the
you're
one thinking you
that.
Think.
You're
your
thinking that.
Sensibility. That's
if they
not
were
theirs.
Holding signs that say,
"Yeah,
white
we're Americans,
power,
you're
we're
not.
Americans, you're not," then I'll be with you.
Yeah.
But
yes.
from what I know, just wearing red, white, and blue colors as a tradition, and you're coming in and you're some other race that right. I don't understand. All races are welcome here
and,
in America.
And who should like the country more than its own citizens?
Right.
Refugees.
Yes.
Yeah. That's who.
Yeah, you look outside
refugees
and you
immigrants.
See there's no ISIS fighters raping, torturing, and cutting the heads off of people. You're in a better place, right?
Right. And they mentioned specifically there's
many
a couple
of them
of
are
refugees.
Refugees. Yeah.
In the article. And you could make the argument theoretically, and I don't think this would be a good argument.
They should be
but
grateful
you,
to yeah. this nation.
You could make the argument if they had never done this before. But they do it all the time.
I don't even know then if you could. I mean, it's still not saying anything about you unless you're taunting them.
Right, unless you're taunting them. However, they could wear red,
should
blue
be
too.
Coming in red, right. white, and blue colors.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've
and
just
they could have.
Saved you.
They could have.
Our country just saved you.
Just
how about a thank you, America?
Agonizing.
Oh, my. You're right. Four words.
Agonizing.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit BlazeHero.com. That's BlazeHero.com.